This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Building on our last two visits, let's study Isaiah 43, 1 through 4. We, like Israel, were created and formed by God. If we are believers, we also have been summoned by name and redeemed by God. Since that's true, I believe we can trust in the promise that follows. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You are precious and honored in my sight. I love you. A relationship with God is so important in life. What Isaiah says includes looking back as well as looking forward, even as you face what you're experiencing in the present. When talking about passing through waters and rivers, he was reminding them of the time they crossed the Red Sea, fleeing from the Egyptian army, and when they crossed the Jordan as they entered the Promised Land. Both of these experiences demonstrated God's miraculous power to protect and guide. When he talked about walking through the fire, he was looking at Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar ordered this because they didn't bow down before a statue of himself. Listen to him as he looked in amazement into the fiery furnace. "Look," he says, "I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." We'll look at this again in our next visit. It's a word of encouragement for each of us as believers.